Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. And I'm so excited tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our Bible class, our study in the Word of God. I just give God reverence tonight, who is my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you in your respective places. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. I give God praise and glory, for he is a great king in my life. I thank him on tonight, and I praise him on tonight. We're going to get ready to open up with our devotion. I'm going to read a scripture, and we're going to have a song and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 116. I love the Lord because he heard my voice and my supplication, because he have inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then call I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, O our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord have dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I have just read you from Psalms 116, from the first verse to the ninth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song.
In him do I live, move, and have my being. In him do I live, move, and have my being. Because of nothing without,
and live in me.
In the name of Jesus, we come humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just come confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we come just giving you all the praise and giving you all the glory tonight, magnifying your holy name on tonight. God, we just lift you up that all men may see, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I first of all want to just ask you to bind the strong man from our lives, Father. Bind up the strong man from our radio broadcast and from everyone under the sound of my voice, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled right now, God. And I ask you on tonight to open up our understanding, open up our hearts, God. And in the name of Jesus, let us see clearly, have a clear vision to what you're saying, wants to say to us through the word on tonight. Father, we just can't stop thanking you. We can't stop praising you. We just lift you up on tonight. And I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase on tonight and minister to us all on tonight. Father, we give you praise, and we just ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. I just want to thank everyone tonight for being on our radio broadcast and for the study of the Word of God. I'm going to start reading in chapter 14. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Megiddo and the sea over against Bella Zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness have shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants were turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand, but the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pi-Hahiroth and before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye will see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift thou up the rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I beheld, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots and upon his horses. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh and upon his chariots and upon his horses. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hands over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by the strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left hand. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning, which the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord frightened for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon the chariots, upon the horse, upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not such so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left hand, upon their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore, and Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Chapter 15. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my father God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariot and his host have he cast into the sea. His chosen captain also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, have dashed into pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou hast sentenced forth thy wrath, which consumed them as a stubble. And with the blast of their nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Thou stretched out thy right hand. The earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy salvation unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestine. Then the dukes of Eden shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thy arm, they shall be as still as a stone. Till the people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thy inheritance. In the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever, for the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariot and with his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Meriah, they could not drink of the waters at Meriah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Meriah, Mara. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord God, thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the water. Amen. Amen. They sung unto the Lord. That's awesome. Okay, we're going to get ready for our questions. We're in chapter 14. What did Pharaoh decide to do to Israel after they left? What did he decide to do to them?
Apostle?
Uh-huh.
We did chapter 13.
I thought we did that last week.
I thought we was on 13 and 14, too.
Well, why y'all let me read that long thing?
Yeah, I marked the dates on my lessons each week.
I've been trying to. Okay, I'm going to read this 13 right quick. And then we're going to go from there and then I'm going to write this down right now. Because y'all should have stopped me because I thought it was 14 and 15. So Monday is the 11th. It'll be chapter 15. Let me read 13.
Yeah,
right
and
quick.
16.
Yeah. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whosoever opened the womb among the children of Israel, both of men and beasts. Is mine, it is mine. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came ye out of the month of Abib, and it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee unto the land of Canaanite, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which he swore unto thy fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the 7 days shall be a feast of the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eating 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thy hand and for a memorial between thy eyes, that the Lord's law may be in thy mouth, for with a strong hand have the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. Thou shalt therefore keep the ordinance in his season from year to year, and it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall give it thee, that thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all the open that opens the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the male shall be the Lord, and every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with the lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck, and all the firstborn of man among the children shall thou redeem. And it shall be when thou son askest thee in time to come, saying, what is this that thou shalt say unto him? By strength of hand the Lord brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that the Lord slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrificed to the Lord all that opened the matrix, being males. But all the firstborn of my children I redeemed. And it shall be for a token upon thy hand, and for frontlet between thine eyes. For by strength of hand the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straightly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Sukkoth and encamped in Etham in the hedge of the wilderness, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. All right. Let us get going here, cuz. One minute. Okay. Chapter 13. What did Israel have to give back to God each year? I'm on the right chapter. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. This
yeah,
is
I'm
right
on
chapter.
The right.
Okay, what did Israel have to give back to God each year? What do they have to give back? It's the firstborn of man and beast was given or redeemed of the Lord. They give that back.
That's what I thought. But I didn't know they had to do this each year.
Yep. It's just like when people go into January, a lot of us, we'll give a first fruit offering, or we'll give something. You know, a lot of people do that at the beginning of the year. I don't know why, but a lot of them do. Well, I kind of know why, because it's like, they tied in the first of the year. That's what it's like. Mm-hmm. Okay. What month did the children of Israel leave Egypt?
Was it April?
Yeah, it's a B. Yep. Yeah. Yes, it's April Abib. Why did God not lead the people through the land of the Philistines?
Because it was the road where the Egypt military were posted. So God knew that the people of Israel was not ready for, you know what I'm saying, what the mm-hmm. force that they was about to mm-hmm. endure. So he led them a different way.
Yeah. It was like they was afraid. They had been through so much. And he was scared they was going to see them fighting and get scared all over again. So he led them mm-hmm. around another way.
Okay, so quick question. So,
okay.
So April was the first of the year? I mean, the beginning of the year?
You know what? I don't know. I think it was. I'm not for sure. But this is what they call the first month was April. And it's a bib. I got a calendar with those months on there. I got a Hebrew calendar. And I'll let you know for sure, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, men always change stuff like that. They'll change it to fit whatever they're doing. So, yeah. Okay. Whose bones did Moses take with him? Whose bones did Moses take with him?
Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph.
Yeah. Joseph. How did God lead them by day or night?
A pillar of a cloud by the day and the pillar of fire by the night.
Yeah, that's right. So we on chapter 14. Okay, what did Pharaoh decide to do to Israel after they left? That's his question again. What did he decide to do?
He decided to force Israel back to Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Both y'all right. He wanted them to come back and serve him. He was like, I ain't finna let them go nowhere. I don't care what God they got. They gonna work for me. Must have been out of my mind. What sea did Israel need to cross? To go through to get where they needed to go.
Was it the Red Sea or was it?
Yeah, it was the Red Sea.
I got something else, but I don't know if that's the right sea.
No, it's the Red Sea.
Okay, yeah, because it kind of threw me for a loop when they described where they was at on side to sea. You get what I'm saying? Like the destination that they were before they even crossed, it had me just, you know, thinking. Then they didn't say the Red Sea. They said the Red Sea when he told Moses to put up his staff or whatever and like that. Then they started talking about the Red Sea. So I was just so confused when it came down to that.
Yeah. Let me see. What did God do through Moses to the sea? How did he use Moses and with the sea?
He parted the sea, right?
Yep. He parted the sea. He stretched out his hand, his arm, in arm or whatever it was, his hand. Sea opened up. So the Israelites can walk across on dry ground. Mm-hmm.
And that was at night?
Well, I think it started in the day. I think it was at night, and then they walked into morning through that sea because that was a long way.
That's the next question.
They had to walk across the Red Sea. That was a long way. What'd you say?
That was the next question.
Oh, my goodness. He divided that water. He held that water up all night. And when morning came, the Israelites had just made it across all of them. And then, okay, let me see before I've been asked. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
why were the Egyptians not able to pursue them that night?
Because it was a cloud in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
One, and it gave light mm-hmm. by night to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So that the one did not come near the other all that
That's
night.
Right. That's right. That's right. They couldn't see. You know, and especially if you down see on some dry ground, you down. And it was probably pitch dark back there because they took that light, that the light that was back there, they mm-hmm. took it and put it where the Israelites could see. So they couldn't see nothing. They prevented them from seeing anything. The Lord did. Okay. When Israel crossed
Did
the
I
sea.
Some on that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I just need to say something. It's just that question where the darkness on one side and then gave them light on the other side, that
mm-hmm.
right there just really blessed my soul because, you know, in our lifetime, that's what God do for us.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We come across, we come up against, you know, the devil, he give us light and then show
mm-hmm.
the dark. This is the covering that God, he put upon us every day. This is how he cover us. From the
yeah.
things that that can destroy us. So it just
mm-hmm.
really blessed me because when I went through some stuff with someone making a decision on my life,
mm-hmm.
I look back now and it's the same thing and how I said that. It just blessed my life. I'm sorry, but it just really blessed my life because
yeah.
At one point they wanted to give me so much to do at that time. But
mm-hmm.
God said no, and I was covered. So he sent light my way
mm-hmm.
and covered and just covered them in darkness so they couldn't see what they had already written. So it changed
right.
to a different amount or a different time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so awesome to see God move at that time because he know my heart and he know me. What people set
mm-hmm.
forth for you is not for you. But we have to accept those things that's for us. And I'm just
right.
not going to accept anything that's thrown my way because I know God, he keeps me covered on a daily basis.
That's right. That's right. A lot of things. God has, he's already, when you accept him, he already pulled you out of the darkness into the marvelous light. And so ain't no need of us looking back in that darkness. Ain't no need of us trying to see where we came from. We just need to go forward, keep our eyes on the prize because you can't live in the past. Can't live in the past. You got to go forward.
Amen.
And I understand that because it's been something. You go through so much. Okay.
Yes, Lord.
Did I do four? When Israel crossed the sea, what condition was the bed of the sea?
I think you already said the answer to it when you were
Mm-hmm. It was dry.
Talking earlier, it was dry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When the Egyptians pursued Israel into the sea, What happened to their chariot? When they was trying to pursue him. Because, you know, God was fighting their battle the whole way through. He was steady fighting for them because them Egyptians probably would have caught up to him if God wasn't with them. Because they was rolling. They were rolling.
Yeah, he derailed them, baby. He took their wheels off. And
that's what that's the
And
answer.
They just had so much difficulty with it. And, I mean, that probably slowed them down.
Yeah, it slowed them down because they probably would have caught them because they was rolling. And the Israelites, they had crippled people, people on crutches and walking and old people and stuff like that. So they had babies and children and cattle and chickens and everything. They was taking all, they took all their stuff. And so they had to make sure all of them was through there. But don't forget what I told y'all. This one, the Israelite, it was a mixed multitude. It was strangers with them. They had left. Some of them was Egyptians, had left Egypt with them because they intermarried. So they had some mixed multitudes with them as well, and they was reaping the benefits that the Israelites were. And then those mixed multitudes gonna cause trouble on down the line. Watch what. Remember that now. When all this complaining stuff started, don't be the Israelites, but it's gonna be them mixed multitudes. Okay, the chariots was covered they made the wheels come. God made the wheels come out. So when all the Egyptians were in the middle of the sea, what happened to them? I be trying not to answer the stuff. That's why I be trying not to talk. What happened to them, y'all?
Moses stretched forth his hand right and closed it back up.
Sure did. Closed it back up. So, you know, and it was really God using Moses to do all that. That's really what it was. God used Moses to do a lot of all of that stuff. He just was using Moses, and that's how he used us on today. If we are willing, God will use any one of us to do what he have for us to do. Somebody say something. So when the children of Israel, before they left, Pharaoh had spies watching them anyway. He had spies trying to keep and see what they was doing and how they was doing and when they was going to try to sneak out. And, you know, the Pharaoh expected the Israelites to move up the coastal route and through the land of the Philistines. But see, when they headed toward the wilderness, He was like, they must be lost because I know they ain't finna go to the desert where it's hot and ain't hardly no water and all this kind of stuff. But God led them, like, you know, this, you see it, from that way, from the Philistines. Because the Philistines, you know, that's where Goliath come from, where all them big giants and stuff and war and stuff was. So they didn't want to go that way. God didn't want them to go that way. Do anybody have anything, any comments or anything before I get to running my mouth? Feel free. It's your time. Yep, so. Yeah, he thought they was lost, but see, he was going to try to do some sneaky stuff anyway. That's why he had spies watching them. And then when he saw them going to the desert, he was like, oh, no, they must be lost. And he just let them go. He figured he was going to get them back. He just figured he was going to get them back, but God turned that thing around. And they had 600 chariots, and all the captains and whoever they are, commanders, they all was after the Egyptians. Because Pharaoh just was not going to let them go. God hardened his heart. He just wasn't going to let them go. And see, he figured the way they went, the Red Sea would be in front of them, and the Egyptians would be behind them. And the Israelites, they thought they was trapped too. Because they knew that's why they were saying, you should have just let us stay there and serve the Egyptians. We would have been better off. But that's when you have to have faith in God. God had to show them. He had to just show them, watch this now. You know, it's got to be a God. Can't no man do this. Can't no man. Moses can't do this on his own. So I'm going to take Moses and part this Red Sea. Now, you got walls of water on one side and walls of water on another side while they walk on dry ground all the way. It was miles because they started that night. And they didn't finish walking through that Red Sea till that morning. So it had to be a long time, 12 hours. It could have been longer than that, because I know they left before midnight. So it was a long walk through that Red Sea. And then with all the people they had a lot of people. And everybody was helping everybody, trying to get through that before the waters come down. They was already scared. You know, I ain't finna walk across St. Louis, Mississippi River and the wall standing up of water. Girl, I can't swim either. Oh, my God. You sure enough had to be trusting in all your faith and everything in God to do that. But they knew if they didn't, that the Egyptians was going to get them back. So they had to trust God. God put us in uncomfortable spots, in uncomfortable places when he get ready to show us something. Mm-hmm. When he get ready to fight a battle or bring us through something, we be uncomfortable. That's how they was when they was making the bricks. And then it got worse. They had to make it with, they had to go get their own straw and stuff to make it with. They did that for, 430 years? All that time, they made bricks and served the Egyptians. And God just heard them. He just got tired of them crying up. Their cries coming up to him. So he had to do something. So that's when he got Moses and Aaron. Mm-hmm. So God had victory. God and Israel had victory over Egypt. God moved on their behalf, just like he'll move on our behalf today. We just got to trust God. We just got to trust God. I'm telling you, if you can just trust him with things we can't do anything about, if we trust God for it, he'll do it. We just got to trust God. You know, it's easier said than done, but when you done been through it and been through it, like they're going to keep on experiencing, and I guess that's why they're going to trust them. Because when you've been through some stuff and you started seeing him bring you out, you're going to realize that this is God, and he can do anything. So when he tells you to do something, you don't be reluctant. You just do it. You don't even think about it if God tells you to do something. And you'll know it's God. You'll know it's God. Because the devil ain't going to tell you to do nothing good. He's going to tell you to do nothing good. And God ain't going to tell you to go jump off no bridge. So it's the opposite. You'll know it's God telling you what to do. I mean, you may have a bill, and he say, call the phone company. You call a phone company, and they'll say, well, they must have had the wrong person. I don't see no bill on here. I can't find it. You don't know how God works. God works in mysterious ways, I'm telling you. All of that I've had happen to me. All of that. It's, and God still shows me. And I know he showed you all too. But he still showed me things and tell me to do things. And if I do them, I'm good. I'm good, I'm telling you. It may not seem nothing to some people. See, a lot of people don't take little things like that. I take everything God do. Every little people consider little is big to me. I'm telling you. And I thank God for it. And that's what we all should do. I don't care how little we think it is. When God bless you, you can find a dollar on the ground. Nobody nowhere around you and walk up and find a dollar and know it has to be God to lead you straight to that dollar. Mm-hmm. And thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Might need the dollar to get on the bus. You know, you don't know. God works in mysterious ways, I tell you. And God will reward you for doing the right things and keeping his commandments. Believe me. It don't always be in money, but God does other things for you. He does all good things for you. I'm telling you, it's a blessing. And I thank God for it. But it's so much in this. The Egyptians mentioned in verse 18 are the people who are left back in the land of Egypt. Israel was crossed safely to the other side of the Red Sea, and Pharaoh and his army would perish in the waters of the sea. And the Egyptians left in the land would know that God, that the God of Israelites is the Lord. So it was people, you know, the whole, he took 600 chariots, but it was still people left there, like Pharaoh's wife and all of them servants and stuff. They were still left there. And other people. But in verse 19, the angel of God is mentioned. He said, I believe the angel of God was none other than the pre-incarnation of Christ. I don't know about that, but anyway, it was God himself who stood between the Egyptians and the Israelites. And when with a strong east wind came, it caused the sea to go back. A natural wind could never have made a wall of water on both sides. Never could. I just don't believe it. I don't even know if I would have went in it. But when you don't have a choice, you don't have a choice but to do what God say. We don't get options when it comes to God. We don't have a choice because he'll put you in the place where you don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. And how God worked out, he worked through a pillar of fire in the cloud, which I believe is like the Holy Spirit, the fire. And that's how we all should be led, by the Holy Spirit. And it just one spiritual thing. This was a supernatural spiritual thing that happened. This was supernatural that God did. It was supernatural. I just can't see myself going down here to this big old Michigan River, whatever that is, and walking through that big old, all that water. Oh, my God. They had to give me something to knock me out. Shoot, I don't think I could do it. But I know with the help of God, you can do all things. it was a miracle. All I can say, it was a miracle because I just can't see it no other way. And that's what, and see, God do miracles all the time. We just think, okay, God bless us. But they be miracles. I'm telling you. To me, it's a miracle when you don't see no other way and God do it. It's a miracle. And I thank God, and I be telling people all the time, God still do miracles. Because when there's no natural way to explain a thing, it's got to be a miracle. So, anybody else? We got 3 minutes. Anybody else have anything to say? I'm just running my mouth. But it's good because I have read, I done read so much of it, read over stuff. The reason why I didn't think it was 13, because last week I read 13 and wasn't supposed to read 13. So this week, I'm finna write on chapter 15. I think it's the 11th. Yep, it's already wrote down. And I'm gonna write on 16. So we all know. But I really enjoyed everything. You all did a good job. You all did a good job. So I'm not going to keep you on. I'm going to pray and let you all go. So tomorrow is Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. Same time, same place. And on Saturday, we have our children's Bible class at noon. Central time at 1 o'clock Eastern time. And on Sunday, we're going to have an early service on Sunday. It'll probably be 10:30, but I'll let you know tomorrow night. I'll let everybody know because, you know, people want to go out and do whatever they're going to do. And I want everybody to do what they're going to do. I mean, I'm not going anywhere Sunday, but I want everybody else to do what they have to do. So we'll do that. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come right now. Just thanking you for this word, God. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for opening up our understanding, God. We thank you that we receive your word, God. I thank you now, Lord, for each one of them. I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. I just thank y'all on tonight. I thank God on tonight, and I thank you all on tonight. Lord, I just ask you to bless them and keep each one of them covered under the blood of Jesus. And encamp angels all around about them to protect them and their family, God. I ask you right now, God, you know and see the need on tonight. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to bless everyone that have a need on tonight. Bless them right now with that need, God. You know what they stand in need of. Lord, we thank you. We pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. We're going to get ready to go. And you all just have a blessed and wonderful rest of your evening. And we will be right back on here for Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour tomorrow night. God bless you. I love you. Have a good night.
God bless you. I love you.
Good night.
Love you.
I love you.
Good night. I love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love you all.
Good night. Love you guys.
Good night. I love you.